It's sports time on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, brought to you by Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. By Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24-7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Drip, drip. Hear that? Don't let a small leak turn into a big problem. At Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, we're here 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs, repairs, replacements, and emergencies. You can trust Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, where your problem is our priority. For plumbing needs, big and small, we've got you covered. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. We're going to start off with sports-related cancellations today. The Ithaca Youth boys basketball practice today canceled. The Driftless Boys Basketball Tournament to be held today canceled as well. No makeup date has been scheduled at this time. And locally, still a go, the Richland Center Youth Boys Basketball Practice is still on for today. Because of the extreme cold weather the last couple of days, not a lot of sports action locally last night. Boys basketball, Stoughton defeated McFarland 64-61. It was Oregon over Baraboo 68-58 and Middleton down Sun Prairie West 85-74. One top 25 men's college basketball game involving Big Ten teams. Number 3 Michigan downed Ohio State 74-62. From the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks dropped a close one to Denver, 102-100. It was Houston over Detroit, 111-104. Atlanta, 110. Phoenix, 103. Cleveland picked up the 123-118 win against Sacramento. It took double overtime. Boston got by Brooklyn, 130-126. New Orleans down Memphis, 133-127. Indiana over Oklahoma City, 117-114, and Toronto, 110, Portland, 98.
When someone's looking for a gift that actually feels special, Robin's Nest Blooms and More comes to mind. Beautiful bouquets, unique plants, stuffed animals, candles, candy bouquets, chocolates, and decor. Truly something for everyone and at every price point. It's the kind of place where you walk in for one thing and leave smiling with three. Find Robin's Nest Blooms and More at 383 West 3rd Street in Richland Center or call 608-383-1616. Thoughtful gifts live here.
Some Major League Baseball experts are saying it looks like the Brewers have won the trade that sent ace Freddy Peralta to New York. The deal was made earlier this week. In return, Milwaukee gets two of the Mets' top five prospects, hard-throwing right-hander Brandon Sprout and power-hitting infielder-outfielder Jeff Williams. Peralta is a rental for the Mets, but he gives the team the ace it needed to lead the pitching staff into the season. New Miami Dolphins head coach Jeff Hafley says he has nothing but love for the friends, co-workers, and players he leaves behind in Green Bay. Hafley and the Miami general manager John Eric Sullivan spoke with reporters at a news conference on Thursday. Even though Hafley has had no head coaching experience, Sullivan says bringing him to the team was, quote, a slam dunk. The former Packers defensive coordinator says his 2 years in Green Bay were the best of his life so far. He calls Packers head coach Matt LaFleur a great coach and a great friend. The Las Vegas Raiders are on the clock, and Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza is officially available. Mendoza formally declared for the NFL draft and could be headed to the Raiders with the number one pick in April. Mendoza led Indiana to a 16-0 perfect season and its first national championship ever with a 27-21 win over Miami on Monday night. The junior completed 72% of his passes this season for over 3,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, and just 6 interceptions. He also ran for 7 more scores. He played some of his best college football in the football playoff. And the college football playoff will remain at 12 teams after the commissioners of the Southeastern Conference and the Big Ten couldn't come up with a compromise for any kind of an expansion. The CFP Management Committee announced on Friday the 12-team format would stay the same for the 2026-27 season. That decision provides additional time for evaluation and discussion on the current format and any potential changes in the future. The CFP went from 4 teams to 12 teams for the 2024 season, and the two most powerful conferences favor further expansion but could not agree on the number of teams.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.